Good morning, Daddy. I woke up missing you a little bit today. And of course I miss your face, and I miss your lips, and I miss kissing them, and I miss raking my fingers through that beautiful hair, and I miss having your body against mine, but I think we both need to be honest here and say that what I probably miss most about you is your cock. I miss the taste of it, the weight of it on my tongue, the smell of it, especially when you dig your fingers through my hair and pull me all the way down so your cock fills my throat and my nose is pressed up against your hip bone. Thinking about how fun it would be if, before I even came over, you told me to, put that toy in myself. My new toy, which is, hands-free and remote-controlled. Not turn it on, just have it in, so that I get used to the weight and the pressure of it, and I almost forget it's there. Oh, and then once I get to your place, want you to put me on my knees and tie my hands behind my back. Because you know, if left to my own devices, I like to show off. I consider myself pretty talented with my hands, and with my tongue, and with my lips, and I enjoy playing with you and seeing what sounds I can get out of you, but no, not this time. This time you're just gonna wrap my hair around your hand and pull me in and put me to work. Because this isn't about the ego boost of me giving you a good blowjob. No, this is about you using me. This is about you fucking my face. Making a mess of me. Until there's spit and drool running down my chin. And my eyes are watering. And mascara running down my cheeks. Partway through, once I'm so spacey and cock drunk, I've completely forgotten about the toy in my pussy. Oh, you can turn it on. Oh, you can wait until you're fully buried in my throat and just surprise me. I bet the noise I make will feel great on your cock. Of course you know I am terrible at keeping still. So you get to watch me wiggle my hips around and grind into nothing, trying to get that toy exactly where I need it. Oh, and every time I got too distracted, you could just give a sharp little tug on my hair to remind me that good little toys need to do their job, and let daddy fuck their throat without getting too distracted by how good their needy little pussy feels. But of course, there's only so much of that either of us could take. Because now my cunt would be so wet and ready for you. I'd be so needy and desperate and begging. And you wouldn't want to watch me come on a toy. When I'm supposed to be coming on your cock. And you could just keep me on my knees on the ground and just, come around behind me. And push me over. Pull that toy out of me and see how dripping wet it is. See what a mess you've made of my pussy before you've even touched it. And I wonder if you would need to bury your cock in me then and there, or if you would need to have a taste first. By then I would be so sensitive and turned on and riled up and ready that I bet you could get me to come on your tongue. And then the second one always comes easier. So when you sink that perfect, beautiful cock deep in my pussy and start pounding away at me exactly how you know I need it. Exactly how I like. I would want to do my very, my very best, to be a good little toy and come on daddy's cock. You start fucking me when you get close. Feel of your hips slamming into my ass. I especially love how usually you keep up this fantastic running commentary of these dirty, filthy things. Letting me know exactly how much you're enjoying using me. Reminding me of who I belong to. Reminding me who makes me feel this good. Reminding me who owns this pussy. But sometimes, when you start to get close, you can't do anything but moan. Oh, I love it. Oh, I love doing that to you. Oh, fuck. I'm so needy for you right now. Oh, I need to feel you inside me. Oh, please. Oh, so close. Oh, I'm gonna be a good girl and come for you. Oh, I wanna be a good little toy. Oh, who does what she's told? Oh, and comes when Danny tells her to come. Oh. Thank you, Daddy.